from Wave's perspective, what does this mean for your budget as you look at next year?
It's a significant hit to our budget. You know, we had heard rumors for, it's actually been a couple years, you know, we're going to see a decline in VOCA dollars. So be prepared for some of those changes, but we weren't expecting this big of a cut and to be so broad against all of the programs. So it's really the only way to adjust for that is cutting staff, for sure. I mean, even if all travel has been cut, which isn't a big deal because it's COVID, all other activities, if we cut every single thing, including one staff person, we still don't have enough funding to cover what we need to just operate, which is going to be tough. And we, since the pandemic has started, Wave has seen an increase in the number of people who are reaching out to get services from Wave. We've seen a 30% increase in the number of people reaching out. And then we also seen a 48% increase in the number of services that we're providing to those people. So not only are we getting more people in, but we're also seeing a greater need of services that we're providing. So we were hoping that we could find some funding to increase our staff, and now we're looking at cutting it. So it's really tough decisions.
And have none of the federal stimulus bills provided emergency funding for organizations like yours, other than maybe nonprofit help?
It's really hard to find funding for operational costs. There's a lot of small pots of money and foundation grants and things like that, but so many of them want to fund specific projects but not pay salaries. And salaries is really where you get a major value, because if you have a paid staff person, they can be creative in finding partners in the community who are willing to provide those different activities. But to have just dedicated staff, it's such a big difference. And the value is there. So we just need to find some funding somehow.
About ballpark, how much does this mean for you if this actually comes true?
It's about $50,000 to $60,000 that we're going to be trying to recover.
Yeah, what's the way forward for Wave?
We've submitted some federal grants, so we'll hope to hear from, if we get those, which would be great if we did get those. But they're very specific on what their tasks are. So we're going to be, our board is actively trying to seek donations and has a goal to try to raise $10,000 amongst the board themselves. And then we're going to continue to reach out to legislators and see if they can provide some coverage. One of the big focus areas is asking the state to help offset some of this cost change so that it's not as significant of an impact to us as an organization.
Okay. And timeline, do you see, is it, if this does come to fruition, is it start of the new fiscal year in July when changes would take place?
Yeah, it would be July 1 is when that change would happen. Okay. And we're supposed to find out exact numbers at the end of this month of what we're expected to receive, which will be helpful. Because right now we're all kind of in theory of like anywhere from, I've heard 30 to 34% cut. And when we're looking at the numbers, it's really hard to figure out a budget when you don't know what that final number is.
Anything else you want people to know about this?
I just appreciate everyone's support. It's, you know, it's always tough when we're coming here asking for money, and it feels like I'm asking to save my job, but I am reminded when I'm working with the people that we provide services to that this isn't about me or our staff's positions. It's really about providing services that are so needed to the people in our community, and they truly need someone to walk them through this process and just be there and believe them. And the impact that makes is such a big difference. If people can, who maybe have utilized Wave services, can contact your legislators also and are willing to share the impact that WAVE has made, that makes a big difference in making those decisions.
And just to be clear, so if this does go through, will WAVE be able to continue or to continue in some other form or smaller version of itself? Or?
Yeah, I think WAVE will be able to continue. It's going to be different for sure. One of the things that we've been looking at is changing up our 24-hour service. So maybe that number would be forwarded to a national hotline instead of us utilizing volunteers locally, which we've tried in the past. It didn't work out great, but we just might not have any other options. Another service that could potentially go away is advocates responding to sexual assault response exams that happen. We could do it during the daytime, but during off hours, again, that might just be something that has to go away.